From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday search teams have found the main flight data recorder from a military passenger plane that crashed over the weekend in the Black Sea. Russian news agencies said the device would be delivered to Moscow for analysis. Officials say terrorism has not been ruled out in Sunday's crash, but that it is extremely unlikely. A leading American senator is telling Baltic state leaders they can count on continued U.S. support from the incoming Donald Trump administration in the event of any Russian aggression. Senator John McCain also said Tuesday he does not foresee any easing of sanctions imposed on Russia after its annexation of Crimea in 2014. McCain spoke in the Estonian capital, Tallinn.
I think the presence of the United States troops here in Estonia is a signal that we believe in what Ronald Reagan believed, and that is peace through strength. And the best way to prevent Russian misbehavior is by having a credible, strong military and a strong NATO alliance, of which Estonia is a very important part.
Senator John McCain. Russia says a recent U.S. decision to ease restrictions on arming Syrian rebels is a hostile act that would jeopardize Russia's forces and its other interests in Syria. A foreign ministry spokeswoman criticized the policy change Tuesday, telling the Reuters news agency that a recently signed U.S. defense measure opens the possibility of the rebels gaining weapons, including mobile anti-aircraft complexes. She said any weapons supplied to the rebels would quickly end up in the hands of jihadists. This is VOA News.